We're getting news that the Pope is extremely ill and allegedly he is not feeling well. And as that is happening, rumblings of his replacement are already happening all around. And when you think of the Vatican Church, when you think of the Black Pope, the White Pope, who runs things at the Vatican? Who's really the one pulling the strings? We're talking about an institution that control wars, control leaders, control economies, influence nations, promotes interfaith agenda. So at the end of the day, who really is in control at the Vatican? And we hope to answer that by the end of this video. And as the current Pope is ill, I pray for repentance. I pray that in Jesus' mighty name, God desires that all men come to repentance, that he's able to repent of his antichrist behavior. However, with many of these people, the pattern that they demonstrate, usually they carry it out all the way until death. And these people swear oaths to an institution that is antichrist. Thinking about the Black Pope as an example, and the Society of Jesus. This was instituted by Ignatius of Loyola, and what they initially were labeled as were as the men in black of the Catholic Church in a way, defenders of the faith. Some would say that they were missionaries fighting the good fight for the Catholic Church. At the end of the day, they would be loyal to the Catholic Church and its agenda rather than to God. And the things that have been done in the name of Jesus all over this world is astonishing. When you think of the slave trade as an example, when you think of world wars as an example, when you think of the many conquests that have happened as an example, so many things that have happened, whether it be wars, politics, music, you name it, has all been influenced by them in one way or another. And this has all been done in the name of Jesus. This is why when you look at all types of world cultures, they're all heavily influenced with a lot of different symbolisms that they're even bringing together to then tell you that we all serve the same God. It's all lies and all deceptions from the Vatican Church.
Around the world this morning, prayers for Pope Francis. Outside the hospital in Rome, the hopes of many expressed in candles, balloons, and messages. At New York St. Patrick's Cathedral, Cardinal Timothy Dolan saying out loud what few have been willing to say.
As our Holy Father, Pope Francis is in very, very fragile health and probably close to death.
Dolan did not say where he got his information, but later told reporters he hoped Francis would recover. In Asia's East Timor, where the Pope visited last September, the faithful pray at a cardboard cutout of the pontiff. His face on the obelisk of his hometown, Buenos Aires, where he was the cardinal. Francis, who never let age or health issues slow him down, is now well into his second week at Gemelli Hospital. With chronic lung disease dating back to when he lost part of a lung as a young man, the Pope's situation is described as complex by the Vatican. He had a prolonged respiratory crisis Saturday, which required supplemental oxygen, then blood transfusions because of a low platelet count associated with anemia. Now, along with double pneumonia, he is dealing with initial mild kidney failure.
You know, when 1 Timothy 4:1-3 tells you, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Many of these individuals that come to you as an angel of light, they talk well about Jesus even. But they don't believe in the biblical Jesus. They don't believe in the commandments. They don't believe in the instructions of God. In the exterior, they look godly, right? But when you dive deep into their fruit, you realize that they are in idolatry and in deception, and it's nothing more than Baal worship. The same idols they were worshipped in the days of old, in the pre-flood world even, are the same ones being worshipped now. The sad part is that they have tried to hijack Christianity. And they use the cross and they use Jesus as a tool to manipulate people. But when you really test their fruit, you really start to see that it has absolutely nothing to do with Jesus. And please understand that if you're a Catholic person, I'm not saying that you don't love Jesus. I'm talking about the Pope. I'm talking about the Black Pope and many of these fraternities, because that's what they really are. They are secret societies and fraternities.
About 14 days after the death or resignation of a pope, a conclave is called. Okay, Jack, so who's next?
Well, there's about a dozen frontrunners, but I think that the main one at the moment, Pietro Parolin. Now, he's the Vatican's Secretary of State, and so he knows all the secrets for some significant amount of time, all the skeletons. And there's a reason that he's a frontrunner, because he's considered to be a steady hand.
Pietro Parolin is Pope Francis's chief advisor, and he's been his emissary advocating for climate change mitigation around the world.
If you look at secret societies like the Freemasons, they all do rituals. They all have special attire and dresses that they dress in. They do rituals. They read the Bible, even. It's amazing the things that people do in the name of trying to be ritualistic, right? You see that in fraternities as well, where they do rituals, they do events, they do moments. Well, the same thing happens in the Black Pope and the group that he runs in the Society of Jesus. They have rituals, they have sacrifices, they have events, right? They even do good works. They volunteer in hospitals, they help people. But when you dive deep into the root of what they are trying to do, they're promoting an Antichrist agenda. They are no different than a Freemason that believes in the grand architect of the universe. Hey, in the Freemasons, you actually need to believe in something to join the Freemasonry group. So they don't mind that you're a Muslim. They don't mind that you're a Jehovah's Witness. They don't mind that you're a Buddhist. They just want you to at least call it the grand architect of the universe. And when you hear the Pope speaking, don't you hear him say exactly that? That we all worship the same God? It's the interfaith agenda. What you saw in the Tower of Babel, what you saw there where the whole world came together as one in rebellion against the Most High, you see that there's nothing new under the sun. The Black Pope, the White Pope, nothing new under the sun. The Vatican Church, nothing new under the sun. Look at the sun worship, blatant sun worship at the Vatican. You have a sundial with the obelisk, which if you study the obelisk in secular culture, we're talking about Nimrod's, thingy, all right? His phallus, all right? So it's sun worship, re-engaged, re-modernized for us in 2025. Jude 4 says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." At the Vatican Church, he calls himself the Vicar of Christ on Earth. They call themselves the Mother of Churches on Earth. If you start searching the titles and the things that they have done in the name of God, they are blasphemous, they are full of idolatry, and they are Antichrist. So do I think that the Pope runs things? Probably not. I think the Black Pope has a lot more power and calls a lot more shots. But who's in charge of the Black Pope? It's not the Illuminati. It's not Washington, D.C. It's not the CIA. And it's not the FBI or Area 51. It's a principality. 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. All of the things that we see, of the chess pieces that we see, of the pandemics that we see, of the economic turmoil that we see, of the digital currency that we see, of the one world rebellion that we see against the Most High. It may have different fraternities on this earth. It may have something that you would call the deep state. It may have something that you call the deep this, the Illuminati that, the experiment this. But it all comes from one source. Ephesians 6:12 tells you about those dimensions. Ephesians 6:12 warns you not to take things too personal, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and strongholds. This is why we need now more than ever to submit to our Heavenly Father, to resist the devil, because that's the only way that the devil is going to flee. We need to live for him, not just with words, but with actions. We need to live for him, because he is mighty to save and to restore and to deliver. Listen, are you going through something difficult today? Are you going through a difficult moment where even people are scheming against you? Huh? Are you going through moments where intrusive thoughts are attacking you? Are you going through moments of anxiety and depression? Whatever it is, I want you to know that the King of Kings has already won. Just like in the Tower of Babel, that tower was demolished and destroyed. The modern day Tower of Babel being built with DNA modification, with transhumanism agenda, with interfaith movements, with alien agendas, with it's all coming down. Jesus has already won. Take confidence in that. You do not have to have fear. You need to understand that the one that you serve has already won. Let's pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, thank you for these brothers and thank you for these sisters. We pray for all of them to be encouraged in Jesus' mighty name. We pray for all of them to understand that you are able, that when this world is turning against us, when our family is turning against us, when we ourselves are at points that we're making irrational decisions, emotional decisions, we're allowing intrusive thoughts to take over, that we need to slow down for a moment and just remember to seek your kingdom, that we need to slow down for a moment and allow you to renew our mind, that we need to slow down for a moment and remember that you have already overcome. We need to trust in you, and that trust begins by us submitting fully to you. Not 99%, no, 100%. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May God bless you and God bless your family, all right? Things in Puerto Rico are going well. We're getting acclimated still. It's a work in progress, right? But God is good and God is awesome. I love you guys so much. Thank you for considering supporting this ministry. It goes a long way. God bless you guys always. Please press that thumbs up button. It helps non-monetized channels like this one and others be able to spread awareness. God bless you, okay? God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you.